Unit 1. Warming up. No matter what sport we play, it is always important to warm up beforehand. The first phase of the warm-up is to raise our heart rate to get blood to our muscles through some slow aerobic exercise, such as jogging or cycling. To avoid injury, it is important not to move too quickly or suddenly. The next phase is stretching. In the past, static stretching was common. This is slowly stretching individual muscles for about 10 seconds. Recently, dynamic stretching has become popular. The reason is that moving a body part stretches the muscles while doing a movement that is similar to the target exercise. The last phase is to do sports-specific exercises. These depend on the sport. Throwing a ball for baseball or softball, serving a ball for tennis or volleyball, passing a ball for basketball, or shadow boxing for fighting sports. Now the body will be sufficiently warmed up and can begin giving maximum effort. Finally, always remember to cool down after exercise. Slow aerobic activity and static stretching is recommended. If possible, doing the warm down in a pool helps the body relax and start recovery. Obvious results of not warming up and cooling down properly are poor performance, poor recovery, and even injury.